Now, Hello, How Are You? Is a national campaign about connecting and connection and engaging in open conversations about mental health. Today, the Hello campaign will invite communities all over Ireland to say hello and ask that crucial question, how are you, in a meaningful way. In a moment, we'll be speaking with Mental Health Ireland about this. But first, we're going to hear as MTU students on Workplace and Tier and Radio, Kerry Huey and also Ronan McClure, ask people how they were and if they checked in on others in a similar manner.
I might ask them loosely, how are things, any news, or I think they would, and it might be their only opportunity to have spoken to anyone, particularly where I live, in the past week. So, for example, the chatting after Mass, the going for coffee after Mass, or the regular meeting up with friends for coffee is something that's treasured. I know it is by so many people.
Depends on the situation they're in. I don't know by the expression on their face, if they're lonely or if it's an elderly person. Just spend a bit more time with them and chat away to them, like, ask them how they are and, you know, how they got over COVID and things like that. I find it very... It's very helpful to talk to people anyway, and, you know, I kind of do a bit of mindfulness myself, so I understand it, like, yeah, so.
Because I feel like if I ask him then, how are you today, maybe I can ask for their how they are feeling today, and then maybe they will tell me, like, they are happy or sad today, yeah, okay. And everything goes well or not, yeah. Yeah, I think it's quite important because it's like I can know somebody what they are thinking, their opinion, and express their own feelings on the day, yeah.
There you go, some of the people spoken to by our MTU students out in the streets of Tralee. If you have your own observations on it, do you ask people how you're doing? Are you listening for an answer in relation to what they say? Well, if you do, and if you find it works for you, then do get in touch with us on the programme. With me on the line to talk about this, we've got Carmen Bryce, who's Communications Manager with Mental Health Ireland. Carmen, good morning to you.
Good morning. How are you?
Not too bad. And I that's my standard response, in fact. What you're looking for is, I suppose, people who listen for a more detailed response to figure out what's really going on in someone else's life.
That's it. So, sorry, I must apologise. We're actually in the train station today for the Hello, How Are You campaign. So I'm doing my very first interview from a toilet.
Very good. You're sounding clear anyway.
Yeah, we're just in the station today in Cork and Galway, so it's very noisy in the station, so I've run away to one of the toilets here. So yeah, we're inviting the whole nation to ask with meaning, how are you, and just to really listen to the response, and just really stressing and highlighting that asking that small question and having just one conversation can really make a difference. Like, we've been here since 6 o'clock this morning, and, you know, just spreading the word about the campaign and handing out conversation cards and with our hello steps on them, and that's just how to maybe support yourself in difficult conversation. And the chats that we've had with people, I was chatting to a man who's lived on his own for 20 years, he doesn't know his neighbour. I was chatting to kind of, you know, a group of young people who have had their heads buried in their phone and, you know, have never kind of seen something like this before. So just the conversations that we're having today are just really, really making all the work that we've done over the last while very worthwhile.
Is this, Cameron, coming out of a feeling, perhaps, or maybe a reality, that modern society has become a little bit more disconnected?
I think so. I think, like, there is the wantonness. There is, you know, that we are a nation of talkers. We are, humans are naturally social creatures. So we do want to be connected, and it is really good for your mental health. But we've lost the habit of it. We're becoming more introverted. We've lost a lot of connections during the pandemic with technology, you know, and technology is geared in a way where it is very addictive, where, you know, you're onto the next scroll or the next, you know, game on your iPhone or whatever. And everything is kind of pushing back against our natural inclination to connect. And that's modern society and just the pressures of life. So we do want to connect, but what our campaign does is support people in starting a conversation and knowing how to, you know, support someone. If, you know, if you ask, how are you, and someone does actually come back to you and say, well, like, I'm not okay. So we have resources there, and we've had the steps to know what to do if someone does turn around and say that to you. So we do want to connect, and it is good for us, but we've just got out of the habit of it.
Mm. You know, you carried out a survey in December about, you know, how people react and how comfortable they are talking about things with family members or friends. 92% on a positive, comfortable having conversation with friends about their worries. However, 21% not confident of knowing how to support friends who have problems.
Well, that's exactly it. And, you know, so we do feel comfortable. Like, we do have people in our lives on the majority that we, you know, we're comfortable sharing a worry about, you know, a work problem or a money problem or a relationship problem. But nearly a quarter of us don't know how to support someone who comes to us, even could be the best friend coming to us and saying, you know what, I haven't been feeling so good lately. And nearly a quarter of us don't know, wouldn't be confident in knowing what to say. And that stops us in even asking the question, because we're afraid of saying the wrong thing, or we're afraid of doing more damage than good. And we want to say that you won't, if you're there and if you're listening and you're engaged with the person, even if the only thing you say is, like, I'm going to keep my phone on tonight, you know, text me whatever hour the night it is, and, you know, I'll come back to you. Even if that's all you do, that's better than nothing, and that is going to make a difference.
Yeah, and that can make all the difference. You're encouraging people kind of how to do it. Say hello, engage with the person, listen to them, learn about them, what they might be saying, and give them time to talk and explore options.
That's it. It's very, very simple. H-E-L-L-O. And, you know, the last one as well, give them time to talk and explore options. That's very important. So you can do that together. You can say, you know, what are your options here? Okay, you can chat to your GP. You can go on Mental Health Ireland's website and look at, you know, kind of the resources and the services that they signpost there. We can go for a walk tomorrow and talk about this more. So it's just, you know, it's not, you know, asking how are you and running away. So, you know, and it's engaging with the person and actively listening. And that's
this isn't going up to random strangers either. You're talking about people you know or people you may.
You can go up. Like, we've been going up to strangers all morning. But we don't, you know, if it's outside your comfort zone, or, you know, we're not talking to randomers on the street.
Sure.
But, you know, we're at the train station today, and even if you're sitting on the train, look up from your phone, and, you know, the seats are kind of designed in a way where you're sitting opposite a person.
Yeah.
You know, so just look up and just say, "Hi, are you? Where are you off to today?" You know, it's just it's good for us as well. You know, but just, you know, stay within your comfort zone. Like, you know, it's about making space today to do something that you've been kind of maybe putting off, or you've got out of the practice of. Maybe it's picking up the phone instead of texting a friend who's been going through a hard time. Maybe it's, you know, having that Zoom call with someone in Australia who's just like, oh, Lord, I can't be bothered, you know, they're going to be on to me for an hour. It's just something that, stay in your comfort zone, but slightly push, you know, push the boundaries a little bit, because we have got out of practice and we have got, I know myself, that the less time I spend with people, the less time I want to spend with people. And then, you know, I'll spend a day with people and I'll feel energized, I'll feel, you know, my mental health improved, I'll feel more connected and less lonely. So it's just doing that, very, very simple ways to ask, how are you today?
Yeah, and don't be afraid of it, I suppose, the bottom line.
No, that's exactly it.
Okay, Carmen, listen, we're going to leave it there. My thanks to you for talking to us in the programme about that, and good luck with the campaign today.
Apologies for the noise. It's a busy day,
great.
Right about all over the country today.
Well done, keep it going. Thanks a million. That's Carmen Bryce there, Communications Manager with Mental Health Ireland.